This is the technical difficulties we're playing Citation Needed. Joining me in the studio today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Hello.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
Salutem.
And the bounteous man on the internet, Matt Gray.
It's not a studio, it's a kitchen diner.
I'm choosing to quietly ignore that. In front of me, I have an article from Wikipedia, and these guys can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and a prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Today's article is Lisa Clayton.
She's from somewhere that makes bricks.
Why do you say that?
Clayton.
Right. Birmingham, actually.
Yep.
Okay, so someone from Birmingham. What is this, Crime Watch?
Have you seen Lisa Clayton?
Have you seen her? Do you know her?
Well, here's the thing. Lisa Clayton, you wouldn't have seen her for quite a while, for 285 days.
Because she was invisible. Briefly.
That's not briefly. You caused bedlam with 285 days of invisibility.
It's brief in the universal scale.
Oh yes.
So 285 days of being invisible.
Of not being seen by the world.
Is hibernation.
In a cupboard.
World hide and seek champion.
I'd go with that one.
Not quite. She certainly did go away for a while.
Arctic wanderer.
Oh, explorer, certainly. I'll give you a point for that. Explorer in the sense of going places rather than the sense of discovering places.
Did she go to Wolverhampton?
That's still not been discovered.
The mystical city of Wolverhampton. The one thing I do know about Wolverhampton, they've got battered chips.
Ooh.
Two very different reactions. I went, Matt went, yeah.
You can see, I'm with Matt on this.
See... It would involve going to Wolverhampton to get it, but what I can do is try it at home.
And the other thing is, I think you'd only need three. I think after three, I'd have had enough.
Have you ever had a battered chocolate bar?
No. I once tried that, but I didn't work out you had to put batter in it, so I just dropped a Rocky into a pot of hot oil.
Oh.
There's a chippy around the back of the Nestle factory, and I had a battered Yorkie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a dense.
Ooh.
One bite was enough. Because it is just hot dripping chocolate, hot dripping oil, and.
It's just a weapon, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
I think.
We're back to our chocolate rods from God.
That's
how you get the casing on to get it through the atmosphere.
I was going to say that's a hand grenade.
I was once in the US and someone ordered deep fried cheesecake.
Ooh.
How does that work?
You get a slab of cheesecake,
and you batter it,
and you deep fry it. And then you add like raspberry sauce in it. I had one bite. I had one bite. It's like, that's lovely. And there's now enough.
I did have some cake the other day where somebody, rather than creating icing, had just rendered down entire Mars bars. So every element of the Mars bar then reset into. And
I can't get behind that.
When I was quite a while ago at a house in York, the oven was a bit dicky, but I wanted to make a cake, right, to take to work. So I made cake one. Didn't really rise, door not shutting properly. Now, what I should have done is said, okay, I'm going to Tesco. But damn it, I'd started, I was going to do this. So I tried again, that one also flat. Tried again, that one also flat.
Oh, God, I know where the
third one burnt down, fell over, and then sank into the swamp.
But the last one stood up. But so I thought, at this point, something happened in my brain that wasn't normal sense. I thought, stack them all together, put jam and cream in between, and then I melted over the top an entire Yorkie.
Oh.
In fact, three entire Yorkies, I think it was, I put over the top of it.
You've just got a brick. You've got a...
I've got to say,
weapon there.
It was almost starting to collapse in on itself, mass-wise. I nearly created a cake black hole, it turns out later on. Someone said their teeth hurt after eating it.
You've got four cakes crushed down.
We're out of osmium, best use cake.
Middle of it's diamond.
Yeah, middle of it was a solid diamond, and small other buns were starting to get trapped in its orbit.
Just walking past a cake shop to take it to work, stuff battering up against the glass.
Cake-based gravity.
Could you do that? I'm pretty sure the answer is
no. I'm achieving it as the years pass.
Yeah.
A long time ago, we were talking about Lisa Clayton.
Oh, yeah, we were. Yeah.
To give her a full name.
Did she go into space?
No. Lisa Littleton, Dowager Viscountess Cobham, as she's now known.
Now, that's one for your exam paper, isn't
it? Yeah. She set out September 1994, came back June 1995.
Trying to discover America. Worked out it had already been done.
Oh, you know what? You're very close.
Oh, off.
And you said 285 days.
Only person to walk across Canada.
but not seen people who'd see you in Canada. There are people.
She tried to row across the Atlantic on her own or something.
Oh, it's close enough. I'll give you the point. Fastest sail around the world by a woman, single-handed without assistance. First British woman to sail single-handed non-stop around the world.
Oh, respect. Well done to you. That's good work, that is. If you
to be sat there with one of your hands just in your pocket, thinking,
what? Single-handed. Oh.
Yeah, making it look good.
Wow.
That seems like an unnecessary thing you're doing.
Encumbrance,
yourself,
isn't it? Yeah.
There'll be a point somewhere off the Cape of Good Hope, you're like, I should really have done this two-handed, really, but, you know, I did say at the start.
An award.
Yeah. 38-foot yacht, does anyone want to take a guess what it was called? Given that she was sponsored by her University of Birmingham.
The Brummy Bastard.
It's a good name for a boat. Not
I was
quite.
Hoping it would be sponsored by a Staffordshire University, and then she could have been keel-hauled.
Oh, Keel is a town in Staffordshire.
Was it the alright?
You know what? That's close enough. It's the spirit of Birmingham.
I was going to say HRH Lenny Henry.
Spirit of Birmingham. I like the way you went with HRH Lenny Henry.
Oh, no,
something
yeah.
I'd like to see rather than HMS.
Me too.
31,000 mile journey.
Yep.
Single-handed, round the world, in a yacht. Some of the difficulties she've had on the way?
Crying, if Ellen MacArthur's anything.
Ellen MacArthur's anything.
Tesco delivery not turning up.
Yeah, well, because you have enough trouble with that anywhere. Yeah. She's just sitting there, sailing around, you know, sitting there, trimming the sail. All of a sudden, she looks. Sorry, we missed you. I'm sitting right here.
I have 100 miles of visibility in every direction.
That's because they've got a Tesco submarine.
I like the idea of Tesco submarine delivery because it implies it's a Walmart submarine from a different superpower steadily hunting them.
And all Asda can afford is a destroyer on the surface hoping for the best with depth charges.
And well, then there's a Car 4 flotilla coming up.
Yeah. We're loading in the granary torpedoes now.
Hey!
Granary torpedoes, type of bread.
I enjoyed it.
Hardships on the way as you're circumnavigating around the world. What might your boat do?
Fall over.
Yes. Have a point.
I was going to go for more drastically, sink.
Capsize.
Well, she wouldn't have made it round if it sank.
She might have been able to reinflate it.
It's an inflatable dinghy. It's not the
$9.99 Tesco summer range inflatable dinghy.
It's not
stood
the
stood on one end, inflating the other end.
It's not the Scarborough boating lake. She's trying to circumnavigate here.
No, she went round that enough times to make up 31,000 miles.
Yeah.
Capsized 7 times.
Wow.
I don't know how you write a boat on your own when it's capsized, but
carefully.
You stand on the rail, and I think there's a line that attaches to the end of the mast. I mean, this is the principle for dinghies. I don't know about a 38-foot yacht.
Yeah,
but basically you haul on that end of it.
Wow. And then you go back in the water as it...
That's,
and hope it doesn't keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's principle with smaller vessels. I don't know if her weight's enough to do it or whether she can move ballast across in...
It's
probably water-based ballast, so you pump it up to the top side or something. Or the side that's out of the water, and then you lean on it.
You wouldn't go all the way around the world without a boat you couldn't write.
Because it's capsized, then you got turtle, which is when the mast's downwards, and then
you go home.
On the other hand, did you see this thing? It was earlier in the year. You know they're now sort of these carbon trimarans with solid carbon sails. Mm. It's just like a big vane on the back.
Yeah.
They flipped one.
Oh,
they nosed
that.
In.
Oh, is this the America's Cup?
One of the America's Cup's that killed them. Yeah,
because it was because the new ones are essentially hydrofoil. Yeah, so floating above for most of the journey. 50 miles an hour,
nosed in, flipped it, mast down.
Yes.
So the America's Cup works by the winner of the previous America's Cup sets the rules for the next one.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Ah.
And the person who won the last one was, I think it was a billionaire who runs Oracle and all sorts of
IT. Yeah, that's it, because it's always Oracle.
All the boats, carbon fibre, high speed.
Trimaran.
Yeah.
Cool things.
Yeah.
Essentially, if Batman had a sailing boat.
Yeah.
To the Batboat.
But when they crash, it's...
Everyone dies.
Terrifying. Yeah. Well, only one. Everyone else was sort of...
Oh, really? I thought it was everyone.
No. They were rattled, but they managed to limp it back to port or get it towed or something. But
God, that'd be great. In other competitions, if the winner could set the rules for next time. boxing, you can have the springy boxing gloves that come out like that and back in. And until you beat me using that methodology, I'm not interested.
We need to get Elon Musk to win tennis. He's like, yeah, you have to do it in space.
You mentioned Dame Ellen MacArthur.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting to note the difference between her and Lisa Clayton. Obviously, Ellen MacArthur, knighthood, out for breaking the record. Lisa Clayton has essentially slipped into obscurity.
Well, not anymore.
All eight of you watching, please spread the word.
At the end of the show, congratulations, Matt, you're this week's winner.
Yes.
That went on for much longer than I expected it to.
But slightly less long than I was expecting.
Yeah.
You win a British Prime Minister's feeding trough that tells kids to be wary of people they don't know. It's John Major's Stranger Danger Manger. Enjoy that.
He is for one of them, actually.
In the meantime, I don't want to know why. That's been Chris Joel.
Godspeed.
That's been Gary Brannan.
Godspeed.
That's been Matt Gray.
Bye-bye.
I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time.
Is this something like fish slapping dance?
Oh.
With a side of bacon.
Bacon beating.
Brannan, if you'd care to mime with me.
Go on.
Comme ça?
Bradford Crane. Which
Bradford?
Just sounds like...
Bradford Crane. Hello, Bradford Cranes. You've got a 9-ton, a 14-ton, and Maurice Micklewhite. Yeah.